Our next guest on the phone from Oxford University in England is Victor Meyer Schoenberger, author of Big Data. He's on advisory boards of corporations and organizations around the world, including Microsoft and the World Economic Forum. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
My first question, Victor, is what is big data and why did you decide to write this book?
Well, you know, data is becoming more and more important in our world. Data has always been collected, but collecting it was very hard, was very time-consuming. So we collected as little of it as we needed. But in our digital age, in the internet age, data itself is not just helping us to interact and to transact, but data itself has value.
Speaking of data being collected now, Facebook, people upload 10 million new photos each hour. But the 400-pound gorilla is still Google, where they process 24 petabytes, which is 24,000 gigabytes a day. So if that can be mined accurately, there's a lot of information there, isn't there?
There is, and Google is quite good at doing this. In fact, as so good that they can predict the spread of the flu, the seasonal flu, quite accurately just by looking at what people search for in the country. They receive about over a billion search requests every single day from North America. And so they used the 50 million most frequently used search terms and compared that to historic flu data of the last 5 to 10 years. 45 search terms actually predict where the flu is better than the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, whose official task is to predict the spread of the flu. Quite amazing. If you think just about what some credit scoring companies have done, they have found out that when you look at somebody's credit score, that credit score predicts in a way whether somebody, for example, is taking his or her medication on time.
In fact, there are infinite ways of mining this data for profit. There are just some fascinating correlations that are able to be made by crunching big data, like retailers spot buying patterns and can predict future buying patterns.
Indeed, there's this wonderful example that was discovered by the New York Times about Target, the big retail chain, being able to predict when a customer is pregnant just by what they buy. And they're using it to then send coupons. And in one case, they send coupons out to a young woman and was still living with her parents. And her father looked at it and said, why are we getting these coupons for, I don't know, diapers or something? And he called up Target and he scolded them and said, what do you imply that my daughter is pregnant? He didn't know. And a week later, he called back and said, well, I guess there's something going on in my house that I didn't know and I need to apologize.
So this example, it's the dark side of data, but the assault on our privacy is certainly something that needs to be very carefully considered. How can we protect our privacy?
The problem is that in the current world, we quote-unquote protect our privacy by giving consent to people who collect our personal information.
Right, or someone simply just having a data access point, a wireless router in their house, and you've got vehicles going down the street cataloging where all the access points are, and they're able to tell not where anybody is, but where everybody is.
And it's not just that we leak data, so to speak, or we leak personal information. It's that every one of our friends is leaking as well.
I just want to stop and digress from time to time with some of these anecdotes, because they're just so insightful. Like, one is that if you're looking for a good used car, you can maybe predict one based on crunching big data by its color?
Yes, it's very interesting. They did a big data analysis and found out that the used car that has the least problems is usually one that is orange colored.
And that just floors me.
One of the examples that I like a lot is that people at MIT used online price information every day, hundreds of millions of price points from the internet, to predict inflation rates faster than the government could. And it's harder to fake as well.
And it's the future that really holds the promise, because these tools are going to get better and better. So, Victor, what do you see on the horizon in the future?
Well, if we put the right safeguards in place to protect us against some of the frightening dark sides of big data, I do see a lot of benefits at the horizon. One obvious one, apart from education, is health. In the big data age, we can actually tell somebody, oh, you need to take a tablet and a half of aspirin because your metabolism is different. And we can target our medication, our treatment much better, and that will prolong lives. There's experts out there who think that with big data, we can add 10, 15 years of extra life within the next 15, 20 years.
Well, Victor, this is just beyond fascinating. It's mind-boggling.
It really is.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning from Oxford.
Thank you very much for having me.